Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Allow me to congratulate the President on her election as President of the 65th World Health Assembly, and also to congratulate the Director General on her re-election. Ministers, distinguished delegates, good afternoon. Mr. Vice President, Trinidad and Tobago is fully committed to the concept of universal access to health care, which is a fundamental right of every citizen and a necessary factor for the health and well-being of our people. The principle of social solidarity is sound and calls for the entire society to work together for the common good of all and to take collective responsibility for the elimination of disparities, which are so often the cause of many unfavorable health outcomes. For decades, our citizens have been able to enjoy universal access to health care. Our system relies heavily upon a model of vertical integration where primary care facilities act as a gateway to other levels of care in the continuum. All healthcare services in my country, from the most basic primary care intervention to complex tertiary services such as organ transplantation, are currently provided by the government from general tax revenues without user charges or co-payments for these services. This is an ambitious goal which we have thus far managed to sustain and have reached successes such as national immunization coverage rates of over 90%. We increasingly recognize, however, that it is difficult for government to continue to do this alone. Thus, it is difficult for us to continue to speak of universal access to healthcare without discussing the issue of alternative systems for financing the health sector. In other words, we are mindful of the fact that the structure of our health financing system is critical to ensuring the achievement of national goals. Trinidad and Tobago has therefore been taking active steps to reform its health financing system. The government is committed to increasing the funding of the public healthcare sector beyond the current 6% of GDP, while at the same time bringing together all the partners, inclusive of practitioners, contributors, government, and patients, to encourage investments in health and to establish a universal, all-inclusive healthcare insurance system for citizens. We are therefore in full support of WHO's call for countries to introduce mechanisms to pool risk among the population. These measures, we believe, are critical to ensuring that the most vulnerable in our society are protected from becoming medically indigent. Akin to the concept of universal coverage is access to an essential health package. A commitment to universal coverage in practical terms means that all people within our country should receive some degree of financial protection from the cost of a basic or essential package of health services. To realize this, our commitment to primary health care must be renewed and reconfirmed, and we have identified the next fiscal year 2013 as the year for intensive focus on the further development of our primary health care model and services. In this regard, it is our intention to ensure that there is not only universal access to health care services, but also that there are healthcare promotion and health education programs that target modifiable risk factors for chronic non-communicable diseases. In closing, the success of this and future initiatives is hinged upon the active participation and support of partners, inclusive of governments, private sector, NGOs, and donors. We have no greater priority than to do what we must to ensure equitable access to health care for our citizenry. Thank you for your attention and all the best for a successful assembly. Thank you, Mr. Vice President, and God bless.